Hi, this is Suhail Banerjee, and you're listening to Worth a Watch, my movie review podcast. This is the 9th episode of the show, and today we will be reviewing the acting powerhouse package, The Wife. And as always, wait till the end for some trivia about the movie. So far, Glenn Close to me was Alex Forrest from Fatal Attraction. I think she will be Joan Castleman going forward. It's one of those standout performances that will live far beyond this year's award season, where I'm willing to bet good money her 6 Oscars nomination and 0 win history is likely to change. The Wife, by Swedish director Björn Runge, if that's how the name is pronounced, is about Jo Castleman, remarkably played by Jonathan Pryce, whom I remember from Glengarry Glen Ross, a writer in his 70s who wins the Nobel Prize for Literature, and his wife, Joan. He's larger than life, narcissistic, charming, flirtatious, and clearly enjoys the limelight. But he also shows warmth, compassion, a sense of genuine caring towards his wife. Or does he? As we get on the flight to Stockholm for the 2 days of festivities for the big ceremony, we are shown glimpses from the past. He, a brash, flamboyant, attractive professor of English at Smith, where Joan is a promising student. She's totally smitten by him, and a passionate affair ends in the professor leaving his wife and baby, as well as his job. And we see the new couple making ends meet with a young Joan, played sensitively by Close's real-life daughter, Annie Stark, working as a reader in a publishing house, and Joe is a struggling writer. Joan cleverly suggests an idea for a novel by a Jewish author, and after some edits by her on Joe's work, it gets published. We see them celebrating by jumping on the bed like kids singing, "We got published, we got published." This was in stark contrast to a similar scene on the night the call came from the Nobel Committee, when Joe holds Joan's hand and jumps on the bed shouting, "I got the Nobel Prize, I got the Nobel Prize." Back to the flight to Stockholm, we are introduced to a slippery hack writer character, Nathaniel Bone, played in a greasy, untrustworthy manner by Christian Slater, who is angling for a chance to become Jo Castleman's biographer, and he's done his research and dug up some dirt. In one of the best scenes of the movie, he manages to take Joan for a drink in a bar in Stockholm and flirts with her while flattering her in order to wean some juicy nuggets. And in an impeccable performance here by Close, while her eyes twinkle and she blushes every now and then, she comes away unscathed and with the upper hand. There's also a subplot of their son David, played by Max, who is also trying to be a writer and worships his father and craves his approval, mostly unsuccessfully. This angle was a bit predictable and cliched, but perhaps David's character and him accompanying them to Sweden was required for the bursting of the emotional dam after a stoic and mostly dignified exit from the ceremonial dinner in the climax. But back to Glenn Close. Measured throughout, while there is a more obvious sense of suppressed pain that has been well documented and marveled at, she also seems to have a constant smirk at the goings-on of her life. You get a hint of someone who is above the goings-on around her, especially the childish, impish behavior of her husband, whom she once looked up to, but has for a long time considered someone who needs not just her love, attention, and care, but also is entirely dependent on her. Anything more here will be a spoiler for me. Now to the trivia. 1. Although the film was screened at the film festivals in 2017 and subsequently acquired for distribution, it was rumored to have been held for release until 2018 in order to give Glenn Close a better shot at an Oscar nomination. 2. Editor of the movie, Lena Runge, is the wife of the director Björn Runge, bringing a real-life connection to the theme of creative partnership. 3. The movie is adapted by Jane Anderson from the novel of the same name by Meg Wolitzer-Form. I know I did a terrible job with the pronunciations today. Go watch the movie and enjoy 2 hours of marvelous chemistry and acting masterclass. Absolutely worth a watch.